Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The
problem seems right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't need
to be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh my goodness, it would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. Before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line because we do have a prayer request on today. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning, this is Sister Janice Graham. I'm asking prayers for me and my health, and I'm also asking you all to pray for my grandchildren, and I'm asking you to pray for my children, especially my son, Kimber, that the Lord will watch over him and guide him back. Please, thank you.
Thank you. It is my request, of course, today, as in every single day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on this call and our nation as a whole. That God would bless us all in all the ways, the many, many ways that we stand in need of. We ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and their families, and also for all of our travelers and motorists, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I now bring you Brother Patrick Medlock. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle. I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. In fact, I am, if you can see, wearing my Vacation Bible School t-shirt because I messed around and became a part of a congregation that does Vacation Bible School out over the top and on steroids, and it's, I just haven't seen it done quite this way. We have another, they started on Sunday, so we have another 3 nights of teaching, and then Friday night will just be a big celebration with a drama act that will basically be culminated at that time. And so if you haven't if you wanted some place to bring your kids tonight at 6 p.m., if you're here local or relatively local, then please feel free to come and be a part of our Vacation Bible School that starts at 6 p.m. If you want to register ahead of time, you can go to g8waycoc.com and register your kids. And that I think that they'll still be able to get a t-shirt, and just know it's just over the top good. Just wanted to make sure that I say that for anybody who is looking for something to do with your children that are out of school. Today I'm doing Gratitude Tuesday number 64. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single morning. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for giving me and others this opportunity. Thank you if you're on the Blog Talk Radio line. Thank you if you are watching the Facebook simulcast. I'm calling this particular Gratitude Tuesday Salvage Title Ransom. And I don't know if you've ever tried to buy a car, and sometimes maybe you're looking for a particular car, or you're looking for a car in a particular price range, and every now and then you might run across a car that is listed, but it says it has a salvage title. And that's a vehicle that you're not going to just be able to go and make the purchase pretty straight. Now, you have to go through some hoops in order to buy a car that would be on a salvage title. Let me give you an example of a car that might qualify for a salvage title. Many of you may remember way back then in the 80s and maybe even the 70s, they had a car called the Yugo. You guys remember that? Put in the chat box on Facebook if you remember the Yugo. I'd particularly be interested if you put in the chat box that you drove a Yugo back in the day. But in 1987, this car was a four-cylinder with front-wheel drive that had a whopping, now wait for it, 54 horsepower. It had a top speed of 90 miles per hour. It could get 31 miles per gallon, but you weren't going to have a lot of fun getting 31 miles per gallon, and only 8.5-gallon tank, and very small 13-inch wheels. So don't hit anything hard because those wheels might have difficulty sustaining air. And if you thought about what that Yugo would look like today, it's likely dirty. It's old. The engine has fallen out. The transmission is shot. It's completely dilapidated, and it's in the salvage yard with a salvage title and has no hope of redemption, no hope of rescue, and no hope of restoration. Nobody at this point, because even back when it was new, you weren't winning a lot of swag points with your Yugo. And right now, most certainly, no one at this point would seem to want it or need it. But ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, when it comes right down to it, we have a God in heaven who, if we equate our lives like maybe the 1987 or worse, Yugo, that we have a God who would care. So I'm going to use my version of broken English for you to help you to understand just how wonderful it is when we look at this metaphor that I'm attempting to put together, then how that maybe somebody might not care about a Yugo and our lives may be worse than the condition that I described it at Yugo spiritually. But there was someone who wanted and needed us. So I'm going to start out by saying, but God. But God cared. But God cared enough. But God cared enough to pay. But God cared enough to pay a deity's ransom to rescue us from the salvage yard of sin. The Bible talks about just how important this purchase was in the description of the church, as Paul, after having a prologue with the elders of Miletus in Ephesians chapter, Acts chapter 20, he says in verse number 28, take heed to yourselves in the King James and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God. And then just notice how he describes the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. That's why I'm calling it a deity's ransom, because essentially you're looking at a circumstance and a situation where in order for us to be rescued and redeemed and restored from the salvage yard, there had to be atonement for our sins. And that meant not a king's ransom, but deity's ransom that was paid in blood. Jesus essentially cared enough. Well, he became our kinsman redeemer. That's someone who redeemed something that was lost in the Old Testament and under the Old Law. This could be the other person's property, their freedom, or even their name. And this kinsman redeemer might be called upon to exact revenge on someone who may have killed their relative. In short, this redemption, this kinsman was more than a purchaser. He was a redeemer who rescued and restored. And when you think about this, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, I want you to know and understand that this kinsman redeemer had to meet four requirements in the Old Testament. He had to be kin. He had to be willing to be the redeemer. He had to be able financially to be the redeemer, and he needed to pay the full price. Essentially, you need to know that Jesus did the same for us. He was kin as required because Hebrews 2 speaks of his going through the process of becoming flesh and blood. He was willing because John 10 and 18 says that the Father didn't make him lay down his life, but he did it on his own initiative. He was able to do it because Revelation 5 says he was the only one that was able to break the seals and purchase for God with his blood men from every tribe in every tongue, and he paid the full price, because first 3 tells us that he died once for all, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So I don't know about you, But when you're talking about a salvage title, you have to repair, purchase it, but then before you can insure it, you got to repair it to a level where it's insurable and drivable. And that's what Jesus did and more for us. Because when the Bible says that this is the church that he purchased with his own blood, it was a purchase that he made for keeps. He didn't purchase it so that he can sell it or otherwise, you know, put it on the shelf. He purchased it because, not because he needed it, or not even because he may have even wanted to, but he was just willing to do it because God is love, and he demonstrated his love toward us by sending a son who was willing to shed his blood. So know that when we read passages like 1 Peter 1 and 18 and 19, and we sing songs like, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Let us pray. Father in heaven, I need you to know that your willingness to purchase us, your willingness to buy us, despite the fact that we were like worse than 1987 Yugo, worse than the most undesirable and insalvageable vehicle that's out there, lets us understand just how much you love us. And Father, as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, you heard Sister Janice Graham's request for prayer for herself and for her grands and for her kids. And you heard Danielle ask for prayers for the ministers and the motorists and all of us that are going about our way. And Father, you just know just how much we are in need of you. And I don't think we, even today as Christians, mature Christians, really realize how much you love us and just how grateful we should be, how thankful we should be for the love that you continue to demonstrate to us. So help us to be what you need us to be and to do what you need us to do, and that we take today's clean canvas, and that we, in our thoughts and in our words and in our actions, continue to give you the glory. And we make that our singular purpose, whether we're still in our slippers, whether we've made it to the seat of our cars, or whether we're already in the corner of our cubicles or offices. Bless us. Bless us real good so that we can glorify your name all day and make you proud that you have purchased us, that you have redeemed us, that you have restored us, that you have rescued us from the salvage yard of sin. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.